Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. This is the first day of winter, and more than a third of Americans are in a hurry to get away for the holidays.
I see a big storm coming, negative degrees, 6 inches of snow, so I'm excited to get out of here for sure.
That man at Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport, where a storm warning is in effect and the temperature is 3 degrees. Major airlines began waiving fees for ticket changes 2 days ago. Travel editor Peter Greenberg.
The calendar is working in everybody's favor because Christmas and New Year's falls on a Sunday, which allowed people to stagger their departure dates as well as their return dates way before there was ever a report of weather.
Tomorrow is expected to be the busiest travel day of the season. Ukraine's president is on the move. Volodymyr Zelensky is on his way to Washington, where he'll meet with President Biden tonight and address a joint session of Congress. The BBC's Hugo Bachega from Kyiv.
It is going to be an opportunity for President Zelensky and also for President Biden to show that there is strong cooperation between the two countries. And I think what President Zelensky is likely to do, especially when he makes a speech to the U.S. Congress, is to highlight the suffering of Ukrainians, the destruction that this war has caused.
You may be able to see just how much former President Trump paid in taxes by the end of the week. A House committee plans to make 6 years' worth of his returns public. Correspondent Deborah Alfarone.
Democrats sought the returns, saying they were needed to evaluate an IRS program that audits presidents. Republicans call it a politically motivated attack on Trump. Every president since Richard Nixon has voluntarily released their tax returns, except Trump.
And the committee released a report overnight revealing the IRS failed to perform mandatory audits of the former president during his first 2 years in office. The Biden administration is asking the Supreme Court to wait a few days before it ends the Trump-era pandemic order used to turn back asylum seekers at the border. CBS's Stacey Lynn has more.
Thousands of migrants have already been waiting at the border for days. El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser.
There's about 20,000 people ready to come into El Paso.
Although the administration wants Title 42 to end, it's not asking for it to be lifted right away, but wait until after Christmas.
In Buenos Aires. The crowds celebrating Argentina's World Cup victory were so massive, the open-air bus carrying Messi and his teammates along a 50-mile parade route slowed to a near stop. After crazed fans tried to jump from a bridge and into the bus, police sent in helicopters to lift players to safety. S&P futures up 24. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rock.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The devil's advocates, because freedom.
But Dom, we've been following a couple of big stories this week. Truck convoy leader has no idea where he is and is driving in circles around I-495. He didn't know precisely where he was going anyways or where he was at the time. Apparently, he put the convoy back on the road, headed back up north, and he's back in Scranton. So
I totally would have protested this tyranny, but damn, the traffic was so bad.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis.
Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at WAUK Radio.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome back to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is Congressman Mark Pocan, the former co-chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, currently a member in good standing, of course, of that caucus, and representing the 2nd District of Wisconsin in the U.S. House of Representatives. He's on the Appropriations, Education, and Labor Committees. Pocan.house.gov is his website. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan. And this is our middays with Mark here, a little later than normal. But Congressman Pocan, it's always great having you with us. Thank you so much for joining us today. And I just saw a story here that Joyce shared with me that you and Jim McGovern and Troy Carter went down to Cuba recently. Louise and I visited Cuba maybe 4 years ago for a couple of weeks. It was just an amazing trip. Anything you want to say about that trip?
Yeah, I think, you know, the main reason we went, and we had a number of other members who were going to go, and a number of people fell ill, you know, given what's been going around, the flu and COVID. But, you know, the concerns we have is economically right now, they're hard hit, and probably as hard as is almost as bad as the early 90s was for Cuba, as far as being able to get supplies because of not just the blockade, but when Donald Trump put the state sponsor a terrorism designation, it really affected the country. And as you've seen in the last year, 2% of the population has fled, many to the United States. And, you know, this is something that we're trying to get the U.S. government to revisit our policies. The one asterisk, though, I guess I would say, is, you know, on July 11th of 2021, they had some civil protests over the lack of goods in stores and things, again, partially created by the blockade, partially created by COVID and the times. And the government overreacted. Somewhere between 700 and 1,200 political prisoners were sentenced to 10, 20, and 30-year sentences for involvement. And because of that, you know, some of the same people like you and I who want the best for the Cuban people would like to go back to where Barack Obama administration was taking us also are concerned about political prisoners and those kind of sentences. So we had those conversations absolutely with, you know, the leadership. We met with the president. We met with the head of their legislative body. We met with their foreign minister and their deputy foreign minister. We met with a number of other ambassadors. We met with entrepreneurs because they have a new entrepreneurial law that's not doing as well as it could because of the U.S. blockade. We met with medical students from the United States. We met with a whole lot of folks. And again, I think with the goal is trying to get us back to having a rational policy towards a neighboring country that's literally 80, 90 miles off of our border. We're hoping, we've talked to Jake Sullivan in the White House at the NSA, you know, the NSA, and also we're trying to talk to Secretary Blinken and trying to reinvigorate conversations about what we need to do.
Yeah, amen. Plus, they're contributing to the so-called border crisis, you know, the refugee crisis, asylum crisis, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
My rant today, my op-ed at HartmanReport.com, I'd never done this before. I went through and looked for any reference to Democrats referring to an open border. You can't find them. They don't exist. And then I started going through Republican members of Congress, and it's like virtually every single one has issued press releases or made statements in the public claiming that Joe Biden opened the border. And they did the same thing with Obama. And it's and then I went back and looked at the, quote, border crises. Every time there was a surge in people at the border, it has happened all the way back to 1998. It happens every 2 years whenever there's a Democrat in the White House. When there's a Republican in the White House, it doesn't happen. But when there's a Democrat in the White House, every 2 years, election, midterm, you have, quote, a border crisis. And it's because the Republicans are screaming that the Democrats have opened the border. And people down in Venezuela or in Nicaragua or El Salvador, they're not, you know, politically aware, sophisticated enough to know about American politics to realize that this is just, you know, lies that are coming out of the GOP. But they get amplified through social media, and these people literally take their lives in their hands to come to the United States. And it just blew my mind to see the rate of this stuff. Is there anything you can do to stop your colleagues from basically encouraging terrified, frightened people to take their lives and their children's lives in their hands, coming to this country where the border is very much not open?
You know, a number of my colleagues just don't care. That's the problem. You know, they love the fear of the issue, that somehow, you know, this nation's going to change, and it's all with very much racist overtones. And then the fact that, as you said, very real people then wind up taking a very dangerous trek to come here. They don't care. In fact, that just amplifies their political message of fear in order to drive out votes. So, you know, it's one of the worst issues right now for us, especially thanks to Donald Trump. And I wish we could get back to, you know, a policy where we could have a pathway to citizenship for aspiring Americans, additional protections at the borders. But right now, it's all rhetoric.
Yeah. Well, I hope the piece that I did today, I mean, it's the first time I've seen anybody really do a deep dive like this into it. I hope it gets around, something happens. People wake up to this. Anything else you wanted to talk about or share with us before we start picking up phone calls here?
We're about to pass the budget bill, $1.7 trillion, I believe it is. Mm-hmm. We just got it written about 2 a.m. This week in the House and Senate. That's important because with the House changing, if we don't get it passed, they will cut programs like healthcare and education and all sorts of things that, you know, help people. Yet, of course, they won't change a dime on the defense budget. In fact, they could even increase it potentially if they were in charge. Therefore, we have to get this done. It's a pretty ugly process, but, you know, I've been there now 10 years. I've seen about 10 ugly processes as we do this, and, you know, it's important we get it done.
Kevin McCarthy announced this morning that any Republican senator who votes for this will not have any of their legislation considered by the House of Representatives for the next 2 years. Is that a serious threat, and is that something that you think could blow this up?
I think, you know, I've heard Mitch McConnell's already said this is good to have it done and that they had a win because we did have to lose some dollars for some Democratic priorities because we knew what was coming with the Republican majority in the House. I think Kevin McCarthy will do anything, say anything, dance any dance and sing any song asked to by Marjorie Taylor Greene and company right now because he desperately wants to become Speaker more than anything in his life. But I think Senate Republicans understand it. And more importantly, the ranking Republican and the ranking Democrat in the Senate who deal with this issue are both leaving and they both want to be adults on the way out. And I'm sure they have some extra projects in there as well. I still think we'll get it done. I think the bigger question might be, is Kevin McCarthy actually going to be the Republican speaker after, all the antics and doing whatever he's been told to by the most extreme elements of his caucus? I don't know if he can still put it together, but he's going to try.
Yeah. Interesting. Very interesting. Well, thank you. So let's begin here officially our national town hall meeting. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls. Ziggy in Oneonta, New York, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Congressman, currently, as we're speaking, there is a closed-door hearing, congressional hearing going on regarding Trump's taxes. I hope the Democrats will grow a spine and publish them in the congressional record. You only have a few days to do it. Will you promise that we'll publish his taxes?
I can't promise anything because I'm not on that committee and I'm not in Democratic leadership. But Ziggy, I hope what I've understood is that at least some of it's going to be released. Again, much of this could almost be overwhelming because you don't get all the information out of seeing all of it. However, there are people who probably can ascertain that. My hope is that we're going to digest it and put it out there so that people actually understand what that means. But absolutely, we want information that's relevant to go public, and I'm hoping that that's what they're doing.
That's Richie Neal, House Ways and Means, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. George in Chicago, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen, and happy holidays and seasons greetings to both of you.
Thank you.
When I was watching and listening to the committee yesterday, and then today listening to Tom describe the probably unprecedented and unprincipled threats that McCarthy is making to Senate Republicans, it occurred to me that our population is pretty deficient when it comes to deciding what's important. I mean, what was seen yesterday was a recounting of the awful occurrences of January 6th, the frightening and dark import of what occurred. And yet, the people of the United States returned the guilty party to power in the House of Representatives. The people who voted not to certify the election, and the worst members of your House who probably participated in it.
So, George, what's your question?
To office. So how does this augur for our future? I mean, it seems to me like our democracy is on a real thin ice if we, the people, return these criminals to power.
Thank you.
So, George, I'll tell you, first of all, we did better than we expected with the midterms, given where inflation is globally, but obviously Republicans all blaming Joe Biden, given where gas prices were, given where the war is in Ukraine, given a number of things and the historical aspect of a midterm with a president in charge, we should have lost far more seats. There was a lot of gerrymandering. That's something we should be addressing state by state. But you know, this is the modern Republican Party. They don't have a platform. They have a cult leader. And that cult leader right now may not be as favorable. And they're getting ready to install a new cult leader. Maybe. We'll see. But I think you're going to see a lot of disarray among Republicans like you're seeing right now with the House and the Senate on this budget bill. My guess is you're going to see a lot of hearings coming out of the House Republicans. And, you know, you'll hear Hunter Biden more than you can imagine.
God forbid. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour. It's Middays with Mark, Tuesday edition, here on the Tom Hartman Program, taking your calls for the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Representative Pocan. It's 17 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be
done soon. Mike, my best answer
understand
is you should call your member of the House or Senate
and
ask them.
And what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other. each other and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. The holidays are here, and Louise and I are savoring every moment with the help of HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers chef-crafted recipes right to our door so we can skip the trip to the grocery store and spend more time celebrating the season with those we love. HelloFresh makes it easy to host a holiday meal or simply add some seasonal flavor to our weeknight dinner routine with their festive eats recipes and crowd-pleasing quick meals. Whether you're hosting a holiday party or just stocking up on snacks, you'll find it all at the HelloFresh Market. From quick breakfast to charcuterie boards and desserts, it's never been easier to prep for a party or fill your pantry. Kids love getting in on the cooking action, too, and because all the quality ingredients arrive pre-portioned, it's easy enough for them to help. Plus, with over 35 weekly recipes to choose from, there's always something new to try and love. The Frijoles Fresca Bowls with scallion rice, radishes, and pepper jack was one of our favorites. Took less than 30 minutes to make. Sign up today at HelloFresh.com/Tom18 and use that code Tom18, and I can get you 18 free meals plus free shipping. That's code Tom18, T-H-O-M-1-8, for 18 free meals plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com/Tom18. Welcome back. We're picking up your calls here for Congressman Mark Pocan. Middays with Mark, Tuesday edition on the Tom Hartman Program. Lou in Austin, Texas, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Tom, caller, I thank you for everything you do.
Thank you, Lou.
Congressman, quick question. H.R. 7305, are you familiar with that bill?
We have 10,000 bills. I do not know them by number. Why don't you tell me what the bill is and maybe a sentence or two about it?
Yes, sir. This is in regards to the California wildfires in 2015, 17, 18. The victims who receive settlement funds from a pending lawsuit with PG&E. Currently, people are paying IRS tax on it. California eliminated that for the victims. And there is a pending bill that Schumer and Pelosi received, and they're looking at it. So that's why I'm calling, if this is on the docket or not.
Yes, I doubt any additional bills beyond the omnibus are on the docket. Having said that, the omnibus is over 4,000 pages, and it may be in there because there's probably some other tax provisions that we generally do at the end of the year. So it was written at 2 a.m. I can't tell you what's on the 4,700, I believe it is, pages of the bill, but you might want to just take a look very specifically for that provision. And if not, contact your member of Congress and they can let you know. But just understand it's very fresh for everyone who just got it. But that is the most likely place it would be if it's going to be passed this session.
Right. And if he knows the bill number, he could look up the principal sponsor and just call his office and ask, right?
Yeah, although I'll be honest, sometimes, you know, you have an intern answer the phone and they generally only take calls from people in their district. So it may be not that easy. Sometimes it's easier to reach out to your member because you're more likely to at least.
Yeah, makes sense. Okay. Lance in Columbus, Ohio, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Yes, good afternoon, Tom and Representative Pocan. Sir, I wanted to ask you, now that the election is over, they, you know, the Democrats hasn't dealt with the issues of DeJoy, the Postmaster General. You know, he was really doing a lot of things to impede a lot of the voters. So I was wondering, was anything going to be done with him? And the second point, real quick, in Florida, sir, we know that the Republicans have a grip on the radio as far as propaganda, you know, to the Hispanic community. And if the Democratic Party is ever going to grow, that type of media needs to be really addressed with the propaganda that the Republicans are putting out on the radio.
Thank you, Lance.
Yep, thank you. Lance, I may need a refresher on the first question. When there's two questions, sometimes it's hard to focus on both. The second one, I think Tom's done a great job of exposing how much money that Republicans and conservatives put into radio, specifically Latino radio, to try to influence votes. And it's something that we have not done well on the Democratic side. So you bring up a very valid point. A couple words on the first question, Tom, just as a reminder.
I'm sorry, Congressman. I guess I wasn't paying close enough attention.
Yeah, maybe.
And Sean doesn't recall either.
A lesson for member or for people with a call. It is hard to remember a couple questions, and we do our best. You know, we're trying to answer them. I know he said something about when will Dems do something, and I'm not remembering the rest.
Yeah. Many of us are multitasking here. It was about Louis DeJoy. That's right.
Oh, yes. Thank you. So there, it's the Postal Board of Governors. Congress can't do anything. However, I believe it was December when there was a position open that we could now have a majority if the president appoints people. So it should be something that could be happening. It's not up to Congress. It's the president.
We'll find out soon. Congressman Pocan, thank you.
To the Tom Hartman Program, call 202-808-9925.
Representative Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls. Middays with Mark, Tuesday edition. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Guys, this Christmas, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive, you'll both love the feel of them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas. I have no doubt that she'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. Wow, these sound pretty exciting to me. I'm on my way to check them out for Louise. Order today and Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude 90. That's a $75 savings on a best-selling holiday gift. Plus, Pajamagram does the gift wrapping for you. You need to order today, though, because last year they sold out before Christmas. Here's what you do. Go to Pajamagram.com right now. That's Pajamagram.com to order naturally nude pajamas. And tell them Tom Hartman sent you. Check it out at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. A wide swath of the country is bracing for dangerous winter weather that could cause travel nightmares this pre-holiday week. This woman's harried, but relieved there are none at Newark International.
I thought it was going to be crazy. I thought I was going to lose my kids at least five times, but, you know, they're all here and accounted for.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is on his way to the U.S. to meet with President Biden and address Congress tonight. The BBC's Hugo Bechega from Kyiv.
This could be an opportunity for President Zelensky to perhaps convince some U.S. lawmakers who are voicing opposition to the level of support that's being provided by the U.S. to the Ukrainians in this war.
House Democrats vote to release 6 years of former President Trump's tax returns by the end of the week. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
The public will finally get Donald Trump's tax returns, and just at the time where he has announced that he's going to run for office again.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Hey, happy holidays. It's the season of giving, and you've already given enough to your internet service provider if you haven't been using ExpressVPN every time you go online. Every time you go online without ExpressVPN, your internet provider can see and log and track every single website that you visit. They're also legally allowed to sell all your browsing activity to third-party advertisers for massive profits. That's why I always use ExpressVPN. The ExpressVPN app encrypts and reroutes 100% of my network data through their secure servers, so my provider can't see a thing. Plus, it couldn't be easier to use. Simply fire up ExpressVPN on any of your devices, phone, laptop, whatever, tap one button to connect, and that's it. Unlike your internet service provider, ExpressVPN is committed to your privacy. You've given enough to your internet provider this year. Take back your internet privacy at expressvpn.com/Tom and get 3 extra months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/THOM, expressvpn.com/Tom. And welcome back. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour, taking your calls. David in Columbus, Ohio, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hello, Representative Pocan. This is a great opportunity because I don't get to talk to my representative in person. So I have a quick question. This is on defense spending. I'd like to see the defense budget reduced, but it seems like we're going to keep getting funding for the Ukrainian war. And is that going to go on forever? I mean, is it just an excuse to pump up the defense budget? Do we really need that much money in weapons? I know they're expensive, but it seems like we're piling on huge amounts of money.
Yeah, David, so first of all, I would say they're two very different issues, the money that we've been putting to the Ukrainian effort and what goes into the Department of Defense. Now, I'll be one of the first people to say we spend way too much on the Pentagon in this country without any checks and balances. They can't even pass an audit because they don't even have the internal processes they claim to be able to do that. So, you know, we fund amphibious vehicles that sink. We, on the most recent class of aircraft carrier, when they get the toilets backed up, you have to literally put $400,000 worth of acids to flush down the toilet, literally flushing money down the toilet to make them work. There are many things that we should talk about when it comes to defense spending. And the problem is, fundamentally, it has become a jobs program across the country. Every single district has a footprint of this. And when you talk to many members, the response is about jobs in their district rather than, smart defense spending. Do we need to spend that much? Should we put more into other things? And I would argue absolutely. But I don't want to necessarily confuse the two because we do purposely do them separately in how we do the funding, what's going to Ukraine. But I don't want it to get lost because I think more people support what we're doing with Ukraine than the, I would argue, rather poor spending that we do with the Pentagon right now. And Barbara Lee and I have formed a caucus to try to reduce Pentagon spending. But the difficulty we run into is it's become a jobs program and we have to figure out some new ways to talk about it.
Dan in Mammoth Hot Springs, Wyoming, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hi, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
Wondering your guys' opinion about why the J6 committee did not mention Grassley's thing he would take over for the electoral count thing. And part of that whole plan then was to file an injunction and get up to Alito, who was ready to back whatever the Republicans said, to further the coup. So why no mention of Grassley? Why no mention of Alito in this final J6 wrap-up?
I'm not on the committee, Dan, but my guess is they tried to go for the strongest possible measures for prosecution to recommend to the Department of Justice. And that would depend on what evidence they've collected and all the information that they've collected to this point. So I'm sure there's many things that people would wonder why they didn't do this or that. I think at the end of the day, they were trying to put out the strongest case where Donald Trump broke the law. And that's what the Department of Justice should look at, or others, not just Donald Trump. And I think, you know, that was the case that they put forward.
Dane in Vancouver, Washington, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
I appreciate both you guys working and trying to take care of us old people. But one thing that does bother me is the clocks. Is there anything being done about daylight? Are we going to get to ever vote on what we want? I'd like to see the majority vote on that sometime.
Getting rid of daylight savings time, you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like it. I know you would like it too. Yep. Okay. Time now,
Congressman, your thoughts on this? Yeah, I'll tell you, we didn't have, I don't think, any hearings or anything that I know of on it this year. The Senate did kind of a weird pro forma vote when members weren't around. I think that surprised everyone. And I think, you know, House leadership, you know, it wasn't something that the House and the Senate had discussed. And I don't think they had any hearings on it. And that's all I really know. I don't have much more information than that.
Yeah, I would love to see us just end daylight savings time forever. But Johan in Los Angeles, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
I have a question about Democratic Party messaging.
Mm-hmm.
And why can't Democratic Party use the way the Republican Party taxing and governing doesn't work and use that more into the debates and let people know that it doesn't work, it won't work. For example, Clinton was a surplus, Bush was deficit, and Sam Brownback, former governor of Kansas, bankrupt the state. Their way of governing doesn't work, but we know that for a fact, but we don't mention it enough that their governing doesn't work. Why is that?
Yeah, I'll tell you, this question comes up a lot about Democratic branding, messaging, I should say. And that's the problem. It's not branding. Our messaging is very short-lived and often just for a specific office. You know, I think we should be looking at things just like businesses do in a far more broad branding way of talking about things. If you can brand Democrats versus Republicans for the very factual things you just said, Johan. I mean, you know, the fact that we are far more fiscally responsible and Republicans aren't, but they keep saying they are. But we need to be able to brand that across all levels. So when people talk about Democrats, they know that we are the ones fighting on behalf of people and they know certain truisms. But we don't do that very effectively. Everyone kind of runs their own race through. To some degree, we have some loose messaging together, but I would argue in my 10 years in Congress and 14 years in a state legislature, this is something we don't do nearly as well as Republicans. They are very disciplined on messaging, and we would benefit from branding ourselves better.
Pearson in Lamarck, Texas. You're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Aside from Donald Trump and John Eastman, who were mentioned at the conclusion of the January 6th hearings yesterday, the only other names I heard, Scott Perry, Jim Jordan, Andy Biggs, and Kevin McCarthy, those are only four other people who are being considered for criminal referrals, when on my list of 18 or 19 Republicans, there are at least 13 names that I've never heard any action on, like Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, Scalise, Brooks, Gosar, and the high-priority ones, Boebert, Trader Taylor Greene, Mitch McConnell, and Chuck Grassley. Those last two, as you should know, they have violated the oath of office on gross terms. They have obstructed justice with regards to the way Chuck Grassley handled those confirmation hearings for the Supreme Court. Over the objections of Democrats, he still violated his oath of office. And I want to know, is there not any discussions ongoing right now within the Democratic Party to have McConnell and Chuck Grassley pay a political price and a criminal price? Justice demands this, gentlemen.
Yeah, Pearson, what matters right now is what the Department of Justice, not the Democratic Party, thinks and what they think they can go forward with the case. So just because the January 6th committee didn't put more names forward, maybe just because they didn't have the evidence they collected, but the Department of Justice is doing its own investigation and they're going to make determinations based on that. So it doesn't matter so much what the party or Democratic lawmakers think. Honestly, it's what the Department of Justice thinks they can move forward with the most effective case to prosecute. Usually they don't go forward with a case if they don't think they can win it.
Jordan in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Thank you for taking my call. Representative Pocan, I wanted to know, with the increased Fed rate hikes that continue to be going on, do you think there will be any revisitation to the First Time Home Buyers Act? I know it was passed in the House, but it seemed to die in the Senate.
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, we're going to be moving into mixed government as far as the House and the Senate coming up. I, for one, am pretty concerned that they keep raising rates. I think that, you know, they've done it to a level that puts us that you could have a deepening recession potentially out of their actions, and it does hurt those first-time buyers, the people who, a young entrepreneur who's trying to buy some equipment or invest in something to start a business. And, you know, I'm not sure that what they're doing is actually the best in the long run. So I think, you know, maybe that's part of my disconnect with what's happening.
Phil in Brookings, South Dakota, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Yes, if the Republicans get power, do you know what their policies towards Social Security is going to be?
Well, Phil, I can tell you this. The Republican Study Committee, which is one of the biggest groups of Republicans in the House, had put out a plan to put Social Security on the chopping block every 5 years. People like Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, who narrowly got reelected, wanted to put it on the chopping block every year. I think we know what they want to do. This is our money, that our earned benefits, we've paid into it out of every paycheck, and they want to go and either put it into a privatization scheme or cut those benefits. And we need to be far more aggressive in talking about that.
Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman program. We'll be back with more of your calls for Representative Pocan in just a moment. He represents the 2nd District of Wisconsin and the U.S. House of Representatives, former co-chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. You can find his website at Pocan, P-O-C-A-N.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan. We'll be right back with Mark Pocan.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Your calls for Congressman Pocan on the other side of this. Stick around.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Guys, this Christmas, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive that you'll both love the feeling of them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas. I have no doubt she'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all, and so will you. Order today, and Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie. That's a $75 saving on a best-selling holiday gift. Plus, Pajamagram does the gift wrapping for you. You need to order today, though, because last year they sold out before Christmas. Here's what you do. Go to pajamagram.com right now, P-A-J-A-M-A-G-R-A-M.com right now, and order the naturally nude pajamas. And you will get that $75 savings on the naturally nude nightie. And be sure to tell them Tom Hartman sent you. That's pajamagram.com. Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls for the hour. Brad in Fife Lake, Michigan. You are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey.
My question is the Democrats have been in power for 2 years now. Why have they not addressed the issue by either by law or however about, you know, the Supreme Court's rulings of you know, corporations, you know, peoplehood thing, and several other of the issues
United
that you, Tom, have brought up many times?
Yeah, Brad, we have in the House. We've passed it for two sessions in a row, bills like H.R. 1 and some other bills around voting rights. The problem is when you go to the Senate, the way their rules work, unless something is fiscal in nature and they have a reconciliation process with a simple majority, they require 60 votes, and it's a 50-50 Senate. So until you get 10 Republicans to be reasonable, which doesn't happen especially easily, unless you're Tammy Baldwin on respect for marriage, it's pretty difficult, and that's the real problem. You'd be looking for 10 Republicans to do the right thing for democracy in the Senate, and these days that's not very likely.
Which is really sad. Bob, yeah, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Well, good afternoon. Recent proposal for high-speed rail between Milwaukee and Madison, especially. The Republicans in the state legislature have not responded well. What's your reaction to this, Congressman?
Yeah, Bob, I think one of the difficulties we're going to have, no matter how much that makes sense, is you remember when Scott Walker became governor, you know, he already, before he was even sworn as governor, he was running for president, turned down rail money that would have connected Chicago to Minneapolis. If you look at a map, very clearly, you go through Wisconsin, he wouldn't do it, so they had to go across the northern Illinois, Iowa, and up. Ridiculous, completely ridiculous. Therefore, it may be difficult given where a lot of the existing track is. I don't have a better answer other than, you know, we really got hurt significantly by Scott Walker as he was trying to be super ambitious to run for president.
Yeah, what happens when you get a Republican governor? Jermaine in Pueblo, Colorado. Jermaine, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Thank you, man, for taking the call. How are you, sir?
Good. Thank you.
All righty. Well, Mr. Pocan, I was trying to figure who decides what's best for God's children or what's most convenient for the womb or non-womb man. I mean, is it us who benefits others or otherwise? But mostly I wanted to really get into those five sessions, and I do thank you for your service. Please keep up the good fight. You are appreciated. But here in Pueblo, the Steel City, which is now quickly becoming the former Steel City, nowhere near on par with the likes of Pittsburgh and Pennsylvania, which we once was.
So, Jermaine, was your question the one we were talking about yesterday? Is the economy here to serve us, or are we here to serve the economy? Is that essentially what you were asking?
Well, I do believe it's a two-part deal.
Okay. Congressman, your thoughts?
The economy should be serving us, right? Period, I think. We shouldn't be serving the economy yet. For too few people in too high of positions in the business world, it's just the opposite, right? And, they're making sure that they benefit a very small number of shareholders with really bad decisions for the average person. Much of what we've seen in inflation is reflected in that. And we need to change. You know, I think if we don't, with consolidation and mergers that make consumer law even worse and worse, we've got a lot of wrong track positions happening in the U.S. economy when it comes to these issues.
Amen. Mike in Hope Sound, Florida. We only have about a minute here to the end of the hour. Mike, you got a quick question, please?
I appreciate it. I'll talk quick. I live in Florida. Is there any hope for the state as far as the Democratic Party? Because let me tell you, with DeSantis and Trump's home base and the people that live in this state, we have some real problems. I consider it ground zero for fascism.
Yeah, you've got a lot of good people, too. I've been down there campaigning for people like Maxwell Alejandro Frost in the Orlando area, who's going to be, I think, an outstanding young member of Congress, 25 years old. I've met with a lot of people on the ground there. There's a lot of good people in Florida. I just think right now Ron DeSantis has built a pretty efficient operation on a lot of hate and fear because he wants to be president, just like we saw Scott Walker do to Wisconsin. I think you just have to be able to organize the best you can within the state. Fight back. I don't think it's a state that's lost, but right now it's a state that's certainly deep in the forest.
Chrisman, we have about 25 seconds. Thoughts as we head into this holiday season? And by the way, happy holidays to you and yours.
Yeah, thank you, and as well to you and Louise and all the folks who work with you and to all your listeners. You know, I love this format, and it's great to be able to talk to people every couple weeks on the program. And I just, you know, keep engaged. Make 2023 New Year's commitment that you're going to reach out to your member of Congress or Senate at least once every couple weeks. And I think that'll be a great New Year's resolution.
We'll do it. Congressman Mark Pocan, thank you so much. And great having you with us and happy holidays. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Spoiled supermarket meats, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives, these are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Our dogs love this food. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text Tom to 511-511 today. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.